This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Your thoughts and opinions on Bill and Melinda Gates?
How can he continue to insist that African children get that shot when he knows he's probably killing millions of kids?
What would you rank him as the most powerful man in the world?
He's the most powerful man in public health because he owns the WHO.
CDC is actually a vaccine company. CDC has a total budget of about $11 billion a year. It spends $5 billion of that buying vaccines from those four companies and making sweetheart deals that are much higher, where we pay with taxpayer money much more for the vaccines than they pay for the exact same vaccine in Europe. And then they distribute those vaccines to the American public. So they're approving the vaccine. They're mandating for them for the public. They're buying them from these companies who they're friends with. And then they're basically forcing 78 million people to take an untested product. The CDC also owns patents on many of the vaccines. In fact, across HHS, which is a mother agency, FDA, CDC, and NIH, which all regulate vaccines, different parts of the vaccine industry are all parts of HHS. And those agencies are allowed to hold patents on the vaccines that their scientists work on and then collect royalties. And in fact, officials in those agencies who worked on the vaccines can also own part of the patent and collect royalties of up to $150,000 a year.
Let me ask you, this is intriguing to me because some states have been aggressive with reopening despite predictions of potentially dire consequences from some health experts. Pardon me. I'm thinking specifically of states such as Georgia or Colorado. They began reopening weeks ago, and it seems, at least so far, that we have not seen a dramatic spike in new cases from those two states, Georgia and Colorado. What have you seen from those states? Is there any cause for concern that they reopened early? Is it still too early to tell? Or are they taking measures such as social distancing and masks that make this reopening work?
Yeah, Jake, I think your question is very insightful. We are seeing that in areas that are opening, we're not seeing the spike in cases. We still see spikes in some areas that are, in fact, closed, very localized situations. And so this is going to be really important for us to watch the circumstances on the ground. But, you know, with reopening, what's the key to reopening? First, we need to have good surveillance. So we need to look for influenza-like illness and other respiratory disease. We've got a great surveillance system for that. We look for spikes and early indicators. We have adequate testing capacity. We surge that in. We need to make sure anybody who's symptomatic is tested and that we have adequate asymptomatic surveillance in areas of greatest burden, senior living.
Where the Democrats make people with COVID-19 go to make sure they get a higher death toll. Let's go ahead and go, though, to Dershowitz saying we're going to plunge a needle in your arm.
Legitimate. Let me put it very clearly. You have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread a disease, even if you disagree. You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open up your business.
Wait, can I stop you? No right not to be vaccinated? Meaning if they decide you have to be vaccinated, we have to be vaccinated?
Absolutely. And if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to a doctor's office and plunge a needle into your arm.
What if a young girl's been grabbed from a bus stop and she's in Jeffrey Epstein's place and she's 14 years old and he wants to stick his disgusting egg-shaped penis in her? I mean, does she have a right to say no to that? Or what if it's safe? If he doesn't have a disease, is it all right? But you have to talk to Epstein's lawyer to ask that question. I guess not Dershowitz. I'm sorry, Dershowitz. You didn't represent him. I shouldn't ask that question. Thank God. At least you didn't do that, right, Dershowitz? Yes. Hell awaits. We'll be right back with Dan Lyman from Europe Wars with the ongoing globalist invasion and how to stop it. I'm Alex Jones, unchained, 100% real, and committed to humanity for eternity. What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls. Official COVID-19 is a United Nations world government fascist takeover of humanity. Once world government is in place, the orderly extermination of humanity will be carried out by the AI genocide grid.
You tried to warn us about this pandemic, and we didn't listen. What's the next thing you're warning us about that's going to happen 5 years from now that we're not listening to at the present?
Well, I didn't want to be right. What I wanted to do is...
I understand. I'm not saying you won. Everybody loses. Nobody wins with us. And I'm not saying that you're... This is not an end zone, Dan. I'm just saying, what else are we not listening to that we need to take action on now?
Well, the idea of a bioterrorist attack is kind of the nightmare scenario because they're a pathogen with a high death rate would be picked. Now, the good news is,
okay.
I'm not going to depression, it's tough enough
too late.
Right now,
too
that
late.
Most of the work we're going to do to be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one, most of the work we'll do to be ready for that are also the things we need to do to minimize the threat of bioterrorism.
Well, Mr. Gates, thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for the efforts you and your organization are doing to try to find the cure for this. And we'll see you again. Stay safe.
All right, folks. Stay safe. They need a total medical tyranny in place and a total censorship grid so that once their world government is in place, they can, with electromagnetic waves, with radiation, with chemicals and biologicals, accelerate the extermination of humanity. And once they get a stampede going, once they get a mass collapse going, once they know with probability and have the smart grid in place to track your execution, they will then release bioweapons and other systems, knowing that you will just simply shelter in place waiting for the driverless trash truck to arrive with the robots that will offload, go in and put your bodies in bags, take you out, throw you in the back, and take you for processing. So this whole system is a human extermination grid.
This is the police.
What they need most is Soylent Green.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. Return to your home.
Bill Gates già nel 2018 profetizzava una pandemia, poi simulata lo scorso ottobre nell'Event 201, in accordo con gli amici di Davos. Ed ormai da decenni si prodiga nello sviluppo di piani di depopolamento e controllo dittatoriale sulla politica globale, puntando ad ottenere primato su agricoltura, tecnologia e energia, e dice testuali parole riprese da una sua dichiarazione: se facciamo un buon lavoro con i nuovi vaccini, la sanità e la salute riproduttiva, possiamo diminuire la popolazione mondiale del 10-15%. 10%. E continua, aperte virgolette, solo un genocidio può salvare il mondo. Caro Presidente Conte, la prossima volta che riceve una telefonata dal filantropo Bill Gates, la inoltri direttamente alla Corte Penale Internazionale per i Crimini contro l'Umanità.
The Club of Rome, the CFR, the United Nations, the UN Biological Diversity Assessments, UN Agenda 2020, Agenda 2030. They state that they want to get the human population down to 500 million to, quote, live in harmony with the earth. Now, that's what they tell people that are in the outer court. When you get into the deeper cult, they say, no, all humans must be gotten rid of. Humans are inherently bad, and we're going to merge with silicon and become gods. Now, I'd tell you that 26 years ago, and it sounded crazy, because these people are crazy. Now you're like, yeah, I saw that on CNN or ABC News, or I read a book about the world without humans, and they teach school kids that we're bad, and NBC News says there'll soon be no humans left by 2050, because we're going to merge the machines, and then they will get rid of the humans. And this is really their plan. And so, of course, when they said we'll be locked down for 2 weeks, it was permanent. Of course, they are counting on you believing you're complying because you're told you're a hero, when really all you're doing is collapsing the global economy. The third world is totally dependent on us. We are dependent on the third world. You cut the two, the global structure falls. A world war, could not bring us to our knees like this is going to do unless nuclear weapons were used. But nuclear weapons will kill the planet for the establishment. So they're not using nuclear weapons. They're using economic warfare and psychological warfare to carry all of us out. And I'm not trying to scare you. Dan Lyman joins us for the balance of the hour from EuropeWars.com by putting all this out. I'm showing you the real plan. And Dan Lyman has the latest. He's covered Bilderberg Group. He's covered Davos. He's written for other major sites. He's done a great job with EuropeWars.com for us, though. And he gets into the weaponized third world that has been taught to hate Europe, hate America, that's been taught to be anti-white, and that are just basically, many of them, like brown Nazis. But see, that's part of a larger dialectic, folks. Why do you think that Bill Gates official at the CDC said whites are bad, we need to teach minorities to get rid of whites, and she's white? It's a collision. We're all fighting with each other while the AI takeover happens. So you don't lay down to an Islamic invasion or an invasion forever with military-age men hyped up and trained at UN training facilities. No, no, no. But we also don't go forcibly inoculate them and sterilize them, because that's immoral and evil. We help people. We build up. We promote free governments in those areas. And then we promote the people that work hard and have high scores to come here. And you can turn those areas into beautiful, wonderful places, but the globalists have absolutely exploited them. So a lot of people ask me, they go, Alex, what's this paradox? You're like, hey, the UN's running giant Islamic invasion and third world invasion because they admit replacement migration. On the other side, they want to get rid of the third world. Shouldn't we just support Bill and Melinda Gates? It's way more sophisticated than that, ladies and gentlemen. The Bill and Melinda Gates are targeting everyone for dehumanization and sterilization. If you study real eugenics, here's a parallel in the animal kingdom. A lot of male lions and tigers will go look at the cubs, especially in lions where they're in a pride, because tigers aren't a pack cat. The only pack cats are lions. That was done under pressure. And they will go and look at all the different male babies that are born in the spring. And boy, that really big one jumping that's strong, usually even the head male's baby. He'll go over and eat him because he doesn't want him unseating him in a few years from the pride. Grizzly bears do it too. They'll find the sow. I think you call a male bear the bear, and I think you call a female a sow. Guys, look that up. But the point is, the female bear will even defend the cub. But some, you know, but he'll sometimes hurt her, kill her, to eat that male. Even though it's his son. Because he wants to run things. So real eugenics is about taking the best people and killing them. And controlling the intelligentsia. Because there's a ruling class in Africa. There's a ruling class in Europe. Everybody knows there's a ruling class in Asia. Everybody knows that the average people aren't that smart. but they're good at things and you know, have emotions and all that, and have a connection to God, and that there are different castes of people. There's usually super brainiacs that are mathematicians, but they've got their own problems. They're kind of retarded. And you've got other people that have other skills. This is what makes all of us in the garden come together and build something great. But the globalists target the most intelligent in Africa, and the most intelligent in Latin America, the most intelligent in Europe, the most intelligent in Asia, to dumb them down and or control them. Everybody gets fluoride put in their water. Everybody gets GMO. Everybody gets 5G. So to even people out there that go, hey, man, I don't want to kill black people or people in India, but have you been there? It's scary. Yeah, there's some areas that are huge populations. Obviously, over it's crazy, but you've got to have a plan. Be honest with folks. Pay them to only have two kids. Build industry. But don't just keep them poor, dumb them down, and then wipe them out. And then you learn Bill Gates is a creep. And then his family and their grandparents and all of them involved with the Nazis and all this stuff. It's about power. It's not about saving the earth from overpopulation. And again, are you going to go into that Appalachian poor area and kill those white babies? Or go into poor area Africa and kill those black babies? No, you're not. You can feel God getting mad at you even thinking about that. So we're supposed to fix these problems, not just poison and kill everybody. What do? When they kill somebody, they give them a little card, a little calling card from Uncle Sam, the Ace of Spades. But we need the globalists to realize the Ace of Spades card is for them as well, and it comes for you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United Nations is openly declaring world government is here. And there is a dialectic. They collapse the third world, weaponize them against the West, indoctrinate military-age men at UN training camps that white people are bad. Then they launch them with Soros-funded money into the United States and Europe. Even during the COVID collapse, we're told you must have them there. And they're allowed to rape and kill and steal, while the globalists collapse the very third world and give them the inoculations that are sterilizing them. What is the dialectic? I want to talk big picture. But Dan Lyman of EuropeWars.com, great journalist, great researcher that heads up EuropeWars.com. Then they get into the latest developments. Interpol says EU faces second wave of coronavirus crisis, takes hold. The UN says, oh no, you can't deport. We need to bring in more. You can't leave your house if you live in Spain. You can't leave your house if you live in San Francisco. But the homeless can do whatever they want. So what's the dialectic here? Obviously, giant masses of military-age men from Africa, Middle East, Latin America, spending years sometimes at UN camps, usually months, brainwashed, coming. They're a threat. They're horrible. It's like a Nazi invasion because they're racially based. But then as Christians and people that want justice, we don't hate the people in those countries. We understand what the globalists have done. The globalists admit they created replacement migration and created this racial and religious ethos against the West. What's the dialectic, though? How does Bill and Melinda Gates and their depopulation program come in with the Chinese who are taking over Africa into this system? And what is the humane Christian proper thing to do to navigate this and still survive?
That's a great question. It's definitely one for the ages right now. Last time that we were together a couple months ago was right at the beginning of the coronavirus crisis really hitting Europe, and we had just about to go into lockdown. And right at that time also, Turkey was flushing migrants, trying to flush them across the border into Greece. Thankfully, they were quite unsuccessful because there was quite a concerted effort to stop them from making their way into Europe at that time. Migration has been quieter in the past couple of months due to a lot of the border closures, but it's still going on. There are still migrants pouring across from France into the UK. That has really picked up now, and actually Nigel Farage has really stepped up to the plate to expose that, and due to his reporting, he got a visit from the UK police for reporting on that. But just since the beginning of lockdown in the UK, they've had over 1,000 migrants have reached the UK on record. From Calais, setting sail across the channel there, and typically they get picked up by the border force and brought the rest of the way, which basically border force acts as a ferry service. And another interesting tidbit that I just learned today, because I was reading this Europol report, and it was saying that one of the new routes that they think that the migrants will be taking, the human traffickers will be using, is actually from the coast of Africa over to the Canary Islands, which is on the northwest coast of Africa, and it's actually owned by Spain. And you know, I never hear much about migration there. I know it happens a little bit, but I happened to look into it, and apparently since January 1st, that route, the traffic is up on that route over 700%, and they've had 1,800 arrivals since January 1st, and that's with these lockdowns, of course. So the human traffickers always find a way, and now with the warm weather coming, and with also kind of the easing a little bit of the border restrictions, I think we're about to see a whole new wave start pouring into Europe again.
Well, that's the big problem with this global collapse. The UN that runs the collapse and orchestrates the WHO with the COVID lockdown numbers
and false information. They're the same ones saying, oh, but leave your border open. And then as the third world really collapses, now we're going to see hundreds of millions, not tens of millions. Even the UN themselves says that they demand more money and power to stop the problem they themselves have created. This is very orchestrated when you look at it, Dan.
Yes, absolutely. And the timing of this new Europol report is interesting because last week there was a similar report that came out. Actually, the Washington Examiner was the first to break it. They interviewed the head of USAID. And basically, I guess the U.S. government is preparing for waves of migrants to potentially come up from Central and South America, also as a result of the economic fallout of these lockdowns and the crisis that has unfolded from coronavirus. And as you've so presciently warned about in recent weeks, is that if the first world goes down, as it appears to be at least going downwards right now, that puts downward pressure on the third world. And those people will be forced out of desperation most of the time to seek greener pastures. And that will force them into our country.
And then the Democrats are handing out all the Oxycontin you want and all of the fentanyl and blocking streets all over the blue cities and just inviting homelessness. I mean, they clearly are trying to collapse things. They admit they want to collapse things. And I guess then create a new order on top of that. It's insane.
Yes, absolutely. We can take a case in point would be San Francisco at the moment, where the agenda that leftists have been pushing for a while now is to put the homeless and migrants into hotels. And they've been successful to a small degree so far. But now with tourism basically at a standstill and a lot of the hotels empty, they basically commandeered many of these hotels in places like Germany, San Francisco, and they're providing all sorts of benefits.
Oh, yeah, Newsom's done it all over the states. So what's the end game? Why don't their constituents, when they're throwing old people out of their government housing for military-age Muslim men. I mean, what won't people put up with? I know Germany just 6 months ago was on the edge of rebellion and Merkel was in deep trouble, but now what has COVID done?
Well, things are heating up again in Germany, especially in the last few days. The protests across Germany have grown in intensity quite considerably, and the heavy-handed response from the police to crack down on what essentially are peaceful protesters in most regards, the ones that the media always touts as these peaceful protesters when they're not, like in Ferguson, these are actually generally pretty peaceful protesters. They're just not obeying the social distancing guidelines put out by the government. And so the German police are arresting en masse hundreds and hundreds of people, quite violently at times, and it looks very reminiscent of what was going on with the Yellow Vest protests not too long ago. And on that point as well, the Yellow Vest protests actually tapered off and ended on March 15th when France went into lockdown. They've announced now that France is starting to ease up on those restrictions that the Yellow Vests are planning to kick off immediately right away.
But wasn't WHO-directed lockdown convenient for communist China and Hong Kong and Taiwan? With Macron, that was super unpopular. But look at Spain. They've now got numbers out. The government's even more unpopular after lockdown. So they thought this lockdown would make folks love the government. Looks like it's backfiring.
To some degree, definitely that there are certain people that, as we've seen some of these ridiculous polls out of the UK, where you have a large portion of the population.
90% will stay on permanent lockdown.
Right, exactly. So, but yes, in Spain, the protests are kicking up. They've gotten a lot more aggressive, even today, actually, and in the past couple of days, this past weekend. So I think the backlash is brewing. I'm actually surprised it took this long. I thought there would be more pushback sooner, that people would be taking
to
the
Spain,
streets.
Yeah, in Spain, one person and the family can go to the grocery store once a week. You can't even walk your dog. I mean, I would go crazy in like 2 days.
Absolutely. Here in Switzerland, we never got a stay-at-home order, thankfully, and we've had a pretty decent run of it in comparison with some other places. But there's other people in France and Italy and Spain. I mean, these people have been indoors essentially for 2 months. I don't know how you do that. I felt like I've gone a little crazy, even though I had the liberty to go and come and go as I pleased, just from the lack of human interaction and the lack of the regularity with the schedule. But I can't imagine having been indoors, especially as the weather gets nice here in the spring.
Well, imagine people with children in these high-rises. I mean, this is just, I mean, I know well-to-do people that live in high-rises in New York, and they say they're ready to kill themselves. And a lot of people are getting divorces, you name it. I mean, it is just insane.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't imagine being in that situation, especially with no income coming in and food being scarce for a lot of these people as well.
Exactly. Imagine folks that don't have the money. Wow, Dan Lyman's with us. Let's look at what's happening in Europe and the latest numbers coming out and how that's going to affect us and what's happening in Latin America. Because when the first world collapses, well, you collapse into the third world, and now you're third world. Bernie Sanders is happy as a pig, and you know what? What a piece of trash.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interests and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Talking more to Dan Lyman about something really important, the exodus from this evil. How do you get away from it? That's next segment, but right now, talk about the big picture. But first off, we have a sale going right now that I'm going to extend till Thursday or Friday. It's all of our best-selling supplements at 30 to 60% off, and I'm just continuing the sale because some of these products won't come back in for a few months. What we normally do is, once something's about to sell out, we go to regular price and we make some extra money to be able to fund ourselves when it's at retail before the next product comes in. But just sitting back looking at how crazy the world is and how insane things are at a gut level, I just feel like we should get as much funds in as InfoWars can now. Because 6 months, a year from now, I'm not even sure that there'll be internet. It's that bad if this total global depression collapse continues, if the stampede that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is triggering continues. It's going to collapse the first world into the third world. There'll be a global disaster, total shutdown of society. And the crisis of the breakdown of services will be so bad, we'll be begging for martial law. And, of course, that will drive populists like Bolsonaro and Trump from power. That's the admitted Financial Times of London economist Rothschild plan. So when I tell you, hey, support the InfoWar now by spreading the word, by praying for us, by praying for yourself and praying for an awakening and getting the products while you can, this could be the last time in the next 3 months, 6 months, you can get InfoWars T-shirts. They'll have to make them your own after that as a memory. This could be the last time you can buy the supplements and the products, because a lot of the warehouses and companies we use to produce it are like, yeah, our employees don't come in. One guy was sick. Everything's breaking down. We can't get the supplies. So everything we have now is in stock. But already I've sent off purchase orders where you got to pay a quarter down or whatever. They're like, oh, sorry, that's not going to be 2 months now. It'll be 5 months. And so the breakdown's very real. You see that in the food shortages and the meatpacking. Because you'll have a warehouse with 50 people and one person gets COVID. They're not even sick. Oh, the whole thing has to shut down. It's a hysteria inflicted. And now that things are opening back up in red states, people don't want to go back to work. And the leftists are causing trouble in the companies because they've learned to be the victims and go on the news and talk about it. This was all set up to shut us down. And communist China, well, they're open for business. They were open a month after this happened. It's all a setup, ladies and gentlemen. And now we have to face it. So prepare for the worst, hope for the best. Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. But I've been on air 26 years, and we've been self-funded for about 15. We used to have sponsors, but they harassed them. So I said, hey, we'll sell our own products, and you've responded. So we're an example of survivors, thanks to you. Well, you are the InfoWar. That's not rhetoric. Baby, that's the truth. But I would lie to you if I didn't tell you we're all staring down the barrel of a gun. And if I could tell you about the Civil War in the U.S. military and with the deep state, if I could tell you what really happened to General Flynn and Roger Stone and others, I would. But there's things that no one knows about yet that I just have to stop there. I'm sworn to secrecy. But just believe me, we're winning like in a football game at halftime by one touchdown. We're winning. But we could lose this damn game, okay? I'm not going to lie to you. It's that bad. And this isn't the game where you lose the game, you kicked off the team, or, you know, the cheerleader doesn't give you some poontang. You lose this game, then it goes into the real dark times, the real dark ages, the real New World Order, total oppression, technocracy. So, if you've ever wanted an InfoWars shirt that's more Americana and more the resistance ever, get it now. And put fuel in our tank to fight on, because I'll sell my house. I'll go through everything to stay on air. But we need to expend the products we have and get it in our fuel tanks for the war and for the reporters and all the great people we fund out there. And we have a big sale that I've extended for just 3-4 days, with so much of the stuff selling out. You want your X2, your X3, your Living Defense, your limited edition InfoWars mask, Vaso Beach, Real Red Pill, Red Red Pill Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin Refusion, Body, Turbo Force. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm done ranting about that. But these are the times that try men's souls, and this is the place we're at. So secondary, you know, the products are secondary. You're spreading the word now while folks are ready to wake up. The next 6 months, the next year, but really the election, 168 days, is the catalyst for the future. Now is the flux time. Now is the battle that's going to decide the future. So your word of mouth and your action for whatever you think is important news and information isn't just some side thing you do now. It's total war. You're under attack. All your freedoms, what your ancestors fought for, and your ancestors paid in blood and treasure and sweat and pain and lost loved ones, worse than their blood, the blood of their families. And they built this, and we can't let them down, and I know you won't. But stop caring what your neighbors think and get in their face lovingly. Stop caring what your boss thinks, your employees think. It's time, ladies and gentlemen. Dan, talk about inspiration. I want to hit something big, the Exodus next segment, and get into what's happening in Europe and the rest of the world. But, I mean, you had a successful career, what you were doing. What made you in the last 6, 7, 8 years, you know, become a journalist, do what you're doing. I mean, you made a lot of sacrifices. Well, people need to know, I mean, this is do or die time. Being politically active isn't like some hobby now. It's about survival.
Absolutely. Just the basic background is that I was in a music career in Hollywood for many years and really deeply entrenched in that, you know, doing a band there and running a little record label there. And, you know, kind of had that red pill moment, like Elon Musk said yesterday, take the red pill, as he really freaked everyone out with that statement. And I did one day, and then kind of realized that none of it would really matter if this is all taken away from us. And in a way, it feels like it is being taken away from us right now. That process is accelerating. But the things that you've been warning about for decades now, and the things that I've been warning about for a much shorter period of time, just on the timeline there, you know, they're coming to pass now. And I think you've been vindicated so much in so much of what you said and warned about, and many other great people out there, you know, the Pappy Cannons of the world, and the, you know, even the Trump has, you know, in many ways has warned about a lot of these things for a long time, about trade, about the way that our economy is being pillaged and shipped off overseas, essentially, and jobs. And I think now we're starting to see a quickening. I think that it's very apparent that in the last few years, the globalists have lost a lot of ground with the election of Trump, with the populist uprising in Brazil and Europe and Brexit. They really lost a lot.
Hail Mary COVID with the giant third world assault.
Absolutely. They need to make up a lot of lost ground very quickly, and I think that they are. But at the same time, they are throwing their game plan out the window in a sense that they're not doing as much of a steady creep as much as they are just slapping us in the face with it. And it is having the consequences that they fear, that a lot of people are waking up really fast and people are getting really sick of what they're seeing. And a lot of people are realizing that the reality that they've been living in is a false one, like that Instagram model that you were talking about the other day with millions of followers who basically said that she was embarrassed with herself, that she's allowed herself to live in this false reality, this kind of a daydream, this fake blue-pilled world.
Key, it's not empowering. Living in the reality is empowering. She was dead before. She's like, I can't believe I was dead before. Exactly. It's plastic. Once you don't care about all the crap anymore, it means nothing. All that matters is our basic freedom.
Absolutely. And for people like you, and then down the line, people like me walking through that fire to the other side of the fence, it's very trying. You lose a lot of friends. You get ostracized, you know, by friends and family, and by, for me, the entire industry that I was in. But once you do it, it's very liberating. And now at this time, I think it's easier to do it. There's less on the line. The choices are very black and white at this point.
I was about to interrupt you. The leadership already happened. Now it's all out in the open. Now it's just a choice.
Absolutely. Everyone needs to make a break for the exit at this point, and, you know, and just get out into the real world and live in reality. And really, what that entails once you do is you realize you need to start fighting back, whether that's spreading articles or becoming a journalist.
Dan, I agree with you. So here's part of it. And we'll come back and talk about this. It's been impressed on me for years, but an instinct to get away from the cities, at least get to a semi-rural area and try to build a community. And again, not a cult, just a culture, a community. And then now I've had to do it. I mean, I'm already moving out of Austin. It's already begun, you know, outside it. And then I was just out there during the earlier break, and I saw Dave Rubin saying, I'm leaving California. Elon Musk is coming to Austin. It's all happening. Joe Rogan says he's coming to Austin. I'm going to leave it at that. I mean, it's all happening. Everybody finally going, damn, there's no way to live and coexist with a new world order. I got to get the hell away from it. Well, that's the first move. Then we build the new city. Then we attack.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get 4 lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, 4 lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in 4 Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com. Call 800-SPRINT-1 or come see us in our stores. Phone after 35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Got to leave California because it's a sickness, it's an evil. And when you're there, the government is going to parasitically rip you off. They're going to take all the infrastructure and steal it. They're going to oppress you. They're going to be on the check on payroll because they're gone. Not like Republicans are perfect, but they're not out to destroy civilization. They haven't broken the social contract. And Trump tried to re-extend that social contract, and many Americans went along with the hype, but now people are starting to wake up. Here's some of what Mr. Rubin said.
Why I'm worried about the August 1 situation here in California is that the longer this goes, we will forget every little bit of what it was like to be a human just 2 months ago. And, you know, when they say August 1st, it's like, well, I have a pretty good feeling that on July 28th that Gavin Newsom or Eric Garcetti or one of the guys here in California is going to suddenly say, hey, you know what, guys, didn't flatten even more. So now we're doing this through the election. I mean, that's really the problem. We don't have adults in the room who are honestly explaining things to us.
Yeah, and because the data, I did not, the 3 months sounded like so extreme because it's like, well, where is the data telling you that in 3 months you would need to have it closed down? Dave, tell me, like, you love California, but you are seriously considering leaving the state.
Yeah, I hate to say it, Dana. You know how much I love it. This is my garage. I've got a great studio here. I've got a great life here. I've built my career and family here. I don't want to go, but, you know, at some point, the rubber meets the road for all of us that talk for a living. And it's like, if I live in a place that is so out of whack with the things that I talk about, it starts not feeling right. So I'm considering all sorts of things, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, Abbott in Texas, the governor of Texas, obviously, and DeSantis in Florida, they're doing a nice job. They're not just saying, hey, open up, everyone run around, and nobody put masks on and do whatever you want. They're saying,
right,
we're trying to figure out a way to move forward. And that's the thing. If you listen to much of the media, they make it sound like, oh, they're opening up and everyone can do whatever they want. It's going to be spikes in 2 weeks. And it's like, no, they're trying to let us be free. I thought the United States had something to do with freedom. Wasn't that in one of the founding documents? There was something about freedom in something, wasn't there?
I think so. We'll have to see. I know that you've invited.
All right. So let's go back now to Dan Lyman of EuropeWars.com. And again, amazing articles posted there every day. Millions of readers every month, but it can get millions every day if folks spread them about the whole invasion of Europe and you know, the globalists, how they're orchestrating that. What is the system going to do about that exodus? Because is it right to stay in the belly of the beast and fight it? I don't think so anymore, because they just take your money. They ignore you. There's always election fraud in Democrat areas. Don't we have to, like the Israelites leaving Babylon or before that leaving Egypt, really just pull out? And then, I mean, because used to, I was at Bilderberg more than 10 years ago covering it in England, and they sent this MI5 guy over to the hotel. And he goes, Alex, you claim you're this anti-globalist, right? And I go, yeah. And he goes, why are you staying in a Fortune 100 hotel? And I said, well, it's a 3-star hotel. What's the point? He goes, but the point is there's a lot of small people here that can barely pay their bills. There's a lot of little companies, a lot of bed and breakfasts that are half the price of this. Why'd you do it? And I said, he goes, exactly. You're Mr. Anti-Globalist. He goes, you're the globalist. And this guy was a leftist. He goes, I'm a real liberal. You're a right-wing idiot. But he was still nice to us and had us our event and gave us the police protection and all that. But it was always a very challenging moment where he was like, you claim you're against big corporations. Well, I'm not against big corporations. I'm against globalist corporations. But how do we thread that needle? How do we? Because now I'm at the point where I won't go to Target. I won't go to Walmart. If anything's globalist, I don't do it, because they're literally trying to use that to make me submit to them and make me take an inoculation and make me turn my kids over to their pedophiles.
That's a great question. You know, listening to Dave is such an interesting, it brought so many thoughts to mind, but I had my own moment of exodus from California in 2013. It hit me that I didn't have a future there. Couldn't raise a family there. Not that it's not a beautiful place. Not that it's just got, you know, amazing scenery and beaches and has many things to offer, but realizing the state of the state and realizing where it was headed, I had to get out. Now, the problem with exodus, especially mass exodus, from a place like California, as we've seen now, is what they do to the places that they go to, because it's not typically your blue collar hunting types that are going from California to Idaho. Not too often. No, it's more
exactly. They leave, but bring it with them. So how do we stop that?
Right. There isn't a good way to stop that, unfortunately. If you have California come to Texas and Idaho and Montana, you're going to get California in those places inevitably. So that really is a conundrum.
And by the way, I live in Austin. It is ruined. It is worse than LA now.
Yes, I used to play shows in Austin a lot, South by Southwest every year. And when I used to start going there in 2005, 2006, it definitely had a different vibe, but it still was holding on to some of its Texasness. But when I've been there in recent years to be that down there at the studio or visit friends, it feels like a completely different place. And that happened essentially overnight. That's
it
just
has
a
that
few years.
Why does L.A. and San Francisco and Austin now, when you're in the liberal downtown, it has an empty feeling? What is that spirit? What is that?
It feels very corporatist trendy at the same time, and I think it's these types of people that are drawn to that don't mind living in a tiny little apartment as long as it's downtown and they can, you know, get to the yoga studio and get some cool food, and they don't mind that, and they can say, oh, well, we're in Texas and it's a hip place and Austin's super cool, but, you know, look what it's done to that city. Look what it's doing to Boise, Idaho as well. And
well, they don't know how
like
much
that.
Texans, black, white, Hispanic, hate them.
Right.
And it's not because they're outsiders. We have great hospitality. They're like fake little retards.
Right, and Austin has that reputation now. When you see people talking about on message boards, I look at comments, people from other states, they say, I'm moving to Texas. I got to get over there. What's the best place to go? Every person will say, Austin's like the coolest city, but you don't want to move there because it's basically just California transplanted into Texas. And, you know, so that is a big problem with the exodus that we're inevitably going to be seeing.
Oh, it's like a giant L.A. mothership landed on me in the last 10 years. It's like it just landed on me. They'll come up to you at Whole Foods, where I won't even go anywhere because of Bezos, and they'll literally say, you got 3 kids. That's bad for the earth. Or they'll get mad at my Ford truck. I mean, these are sick people, man.
Right. They're definitely changing the landscape of Texas, as are all people coming in from Mexico. And, you know, you're really seeing a huge change in Texas now. The whole ethos there has changed a lot.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, the Mexicans like my truck.
Definitely.
Worse than these... They're not even Californians. They're the locusts that went to California and ruined it in the last 40 years. I mean, 40 years ago, California was redder than Texas. Now they've come here. It's like they're zombies.
Yeah, and some of the most authoritarian police behavior that I've seen at this lockdown has happened in Texas, which I just find to be shocking, like what happened to the salon owner, Sherry, from Dallas.
Brother, all the cities are blue now, man. Deep blue. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I think that, you know, back to your question about what do we do? Do we stay in the belly of the beast? I don't think so. I think we're entitled to go and live a good life, and we can fight this fight thanks to the internet and thanks to...
No, I agree,
you know,
but we have to 100% remove ourselves from the parasitic left. They need us. We don't need them. That's what I'm saying. Don't give folks... I won't give a leftist organization. I look up things, restaurants, anything. Who owns it now? If they have any globalist affiliation, leftist, I will go hungry before I give them $1.
Absolutely. Shop local. Make sure you're checking for Made in America, and definitely look for the Made in China and avoid Made in China at all costs. Don't support that regime any longer. And, you know, if you have to buy something made in Vietnam, if you have to go for that route,
oh,
but
totally.
Don't buy Made in China.
I like thrift shops and stuff, but I literally go in them now and I go, are you a bunch of leftists? And they're like, no, we're not. And one good thing is a lot of leftists right now are still act like they're leftists, but behind the scenes they go, oh, we hate it. We get it.
Yeah, I think that what they've seen, what maybe the more classical liberal types that would have called themselves leftists has seen what the left really is now. They've seen the Gretchen Whitmers and the Cuomos and the Jay Inslees and how that they really want to rule with an iron fist. And then, you know, they could be the ones being called the fascists at this point. And that's the way that they're behaving.
Were you always a nationalist, a conservative, or just what made you? So I know you were successful before. I looked up your bio and know who you are. I mean, I've known you for many years, but before that we looked into you. What was there a flipping moment or was it a process?
Actually, it was my red pill moment was through food and nutrition when I realized how terrible the American diet was and that we were being deprived of so many things. And in many ways, that's what drew me to InfoWars. It wasn't as much about the politics, although I was kind of just a mainline conservative at that time. It was more about seeing that it was like this different reality, a paradigm of reality that I agreed with that made sense to me was health, being healthy, and to just realizing that we were being poisoned and sickened on a daily basis. And seeing my fellow Americans all around me so sick and unhealthy and realizing that was all pretty much an agenda to get us that way.
Dan, let's do 5 more minutes and let you finish up. And then I'm going to open the phones up. I'm hosting the 4th hour today, ladies and gentlemen. I want to hear from first-time callers, long-time callers, people that disagree, people that agree. It's a free-for-all. We don't screen your calls. Because real screening means if we don't agree with what you're saying, you get cut out. We do get where you're calling from and make sure your phone sounds good. So that level, we do screen it. But we're not censoring your speech. You hate my guts? Man, I want to hear why. That wakes me up. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Alex, we'll be back with hour number 4.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.